You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
So you moved to LA and bought a mansion.
Yo, everybody, thank you for listening to another episode of the Three Raw Podcast. This is CJ.
It's your man's Rob.
It's your boy Ray.
Hold on. Wait a minute. But it's all good. But the voice you was hearing on the mic, and this is our special guest we have here for the night. This is what, Robert's brother?
It's my little brother. Introduce yourself.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Ray. Just came hang with y'all for the day. You know,
yeah.
Talk, see what we're talking about.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
We don't be talking about nothing in here, man.
So, I mean, what you like to do, man? What you like to do for fun?
Oh, man. I like to watch sports, you know, go to the malls all the time, you know. I work a lot, too. People think that's my fun thing to do. That's not fun.
He likes to work.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Get that cheddar.
I just don't want to say that right there. We talking about something else. We off work. I'm like, I ain't trying to talk about work while I'm not off work, you know. It's a little mental distraction thing.
I understand. So I ain't gonna talk about that too much, but yeah, what's been going on this past week for y'all, man?
Oh man, the weather, man, has been real crazy out here.
Bipolar,
you know. One minute it's snowing, raining, sleeting, ice.
Sleeting. said sleeting.
Yeah, sleeting.
That's a new word. I like that.
Oh yeah, I'll just be at the drop of a dime, create a term or two, but
Urban Dictionary.
Oh,
shout
yes.
out to them.
But overall, man, just trying to avoid the weather as much as I can. You know, I can't really be in it. You
know, yeah.
So that's just about it.
Right.
What's going on with you, CJ?
Man, you know, celebrating the wife's birthday over the weekend.
Oh, man, happy birthday, Queen.
Yeah, so that's what we did. But Saturday, we went to another party. Well, it was a long day Saturday, this past Saturday. My friends... baby shower, the one that was a guest.
Oh yeah,
podcast, the married couple, Jocelyn and Donovan.
Oh okay,
we was at that baby shower.
Congratulations!
She should be due any day now. Shout out to them. I think that daughter they're having a girl. By the way, I believe her name gonna be Danye.
Danye, okay.
Don't quote me on that, but yeah. So shout out to them. It was a beautiful baby shower. By the way, it was beautiful. And I don't do baby showers. But
I think I've been to maybe two by force. I went to one of my exes.
Force.
Yeah, by force. I went to one of my ex's cousin's baby shower, and I did not have fun. But it was nice.
I mean, it ain't supposed to be fun for men. But
yeah, man, well,
but it was beautiful. It was very beautiful. Shout out to them once again. And then also, after that, we went to a birthday party for our friend. Shout out to him, Rodney.
Okay.
His birthday was past
Happy
weekend.
Birthday, my G.
Man, that party was crazy.
Straight.
I ain't know old people can get down like that,
dog. What's that out there doing, man? The funky man. Chicken or some junk, dog?
Man. They got so like us, brother.
Oh, yeah. Woo. The mashed potato or something, dog.
Right. The big gays.
Yeah, the big gays. Like, bullshit, I need to go buy me another tube. I'm old.
Man, that's how I feel, man. I got the old achy bones and stuff, man.
Right.
But, man,
that party,
it was these old ladies that was trying to talk to me, man. There was two ladies, two elderly ladies. They was about 70, 75, whatever.
Okay.
And we was talking for like an hour straight.
Dropping jewels on you?
Man, dropping jewels on me, man.
I tell people all the time,
the insurance policy, dog. They were trying to do that, bro. I'm like, shoot.
Hey, but overall, I tell people all the time, man, like, listen to your elders, man. Even if they repeating the same story, if you pay close attention, they adding in new details.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You
can
talk to your grandmother or your grandfather or just an older relative, period, and they'll tell you the same story. But each time, they're going to include something they did in the last. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Just listen, man.
Listen, yeah, man. That was cool, man. It was very cool. And I think they was really trying to get on, dog. I was like, I can't do that, man.
Oh, shit, man.
And I was buzzing, too. I was going with the flow.
You about to risk it all for some SSI. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, I got student loans, bro.
I feel you. I feel you.
Man. Shit. So what do y'all believe of? So before we do a little topic, whatever.
Okay.
How do y'all feel about sugar mamas, bro? Sugar mamas, sugar daddies. No, not sugar daddies. But sugar mamas, bro. Like.
I mean, look, man.
Will you get down with it? Get down. If you, like, you know, you need a little money.
I mean.
Money kind of tight.
I can't knock people with their hustles. I can't knock people with they like and flavors and what they choose to do with their lifestyle. You know what I mean? How do I look? You know what I mean? But. Yeah. If I run across somebody about 75, say 6, and they look like motherfucking Pam Grier or something, man, I don't know. You know what I mean? You know, it just depends on how bad I'm doing at the time, man, you know.
Right.
But that ain't something I'm just waking up every day looking for, like, a, you know what I mean? That's weird, my G.
That is weird, though, bro.
You know, but on the flip side of that.
Come on, baby.
On the flip side of that, a lot of females be looking for them sugar daddies.
Yeah.
And they, like, you know, I mean, but I don't, like I said, websites. I ain't here to knock the hustle.
They got websites dedicated to that, man. I mean, shout out to them. I mean, you know, man. I can't knock the hustle.
Look, dog, I'm not knocking the hustle, man. I just don't know if I can do it. You know what I mean? That's kind
of. Hey, I sort of kind of with the shits. But,
you know what? I got something to say about that. You know what? I see people, like, I work at a Providence Hospital, Ascension Providence, they named it that now. And it's a lot of women that be in there, they be older as heck, and they be talking to me and stuff. I'm like, man, I'm like, they say they tell a woman her age. But I be looking at them like, and then then I purposely ask them in indirect ways. Oh, hey, because I'm such and such age, I'm old enough to be your grandma. And I'm like, what the heck? But you don't look it. You look like you're around 30 or 40-ish. You don't look like you're in your 50s and 60s. I'm like, what the hell?
What that supposed to mean, though?
I don't know. I guess you getting down with the get down, Rayvon,
I mean,
man.
Some of them is bad. I ain't even going to lie.
Ah. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I have to admit it, man. You know, they look better than some of the women my age, in their 20s,
yeah,
man. Like,
well, that's a good conversation in particular because a lot of these...
I think I know what you're about to go.
Mm-hmm. Younger women nowadays is aging very badly.
They lifestyles. And
you know, dudes lifestyle.
Too.
These
too.
Fellas too, but I'm not checking out no fellas.
Oh, no, no.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to get that clear. But
right,
like,
right, yeah.
You know, I mean, it is what it is, man. Hey, enjoy your life. You only live once.
Right.
That's facts.
So. You got to live your best life. You ain't going back and forth with these. I can't say that on the radio.
No, I think I know where you was going.
Okay.
Sure.
But what we want to talk about?
Go ahead.
We
gotta
talk about this Gucci dog.
Ah, man, I knew it, man.
You saw the photo of the shirt.
I think I did. I seen it on Facebook or Instagram, one of them, but I wasn't paying attention to it. And then I heard people talking about it, like, oh, what is? I was looking, but wasn't paying attention to it. But I saved it.
Basically, Gucci released was it?
I'm gonna show you real quick.
Okay, it was like a few sweaters. You know what I'm saying? And it basically was blackface. You know, blackface was one of the things that they did back in the day, you know what I'm saying, to mock black people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was blatant, you know, and it was direct. Yeah. And it was horrible, you know. So.
You saw it, what? Go ahead, my bad. My
I
bad,
mean,
bro.
I've been talking about this.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't mean to cut
you off. No, go ahead, man. Because I've been, like, my emails, my inboxes, my text messages, and I even been receiving a few phone calls from a lot of different people who's been trying to get my opinion on, you know what I'm saying, this topic. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to wait to the podcast to, like, give my complete opinion, but I wasn't able to, you know.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's tricky, man. I just feel like, man, they, you know, one of my Facebook friends, she said it best, you know, they disrespect us with these outrageous prices, these horrible designs. Be real. They were selling a garbage bag at one point for like $1,500.
What?
Yes, a couple years ago.
That's Kanye, bro. Huh.
You know,
that's that Kanye, dog. It ain't really. He ain't made it.
People
but,
in particular, yeah. Mainly us, we run out to try to buy, to support it, to, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, flaunt it over other black people or other yeah. people in particular mm-hmm. that they feel like can't afford it. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not saying what to do. Trust me, I'm not. You want to take your money? That's it, Ray.
What the?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not gonna say. I don't know what the.
What? Don't even say nothing.
I'm not saying nothing.
Got nothing to say.
I don't. It's just horrible. I don't know what to say about
you
that.
You about to cry?
No, I'm about to try to figure out the words to say.
I thought
you
about
that.
To cry. No.
No, just take your time.
I'm
and
trying to
figure
out.
Digest.
Take
your
time.
Saw,
yeah.
You know?
Don't just that trying to be, dude, that's supposed to be a voodoo doll or something like that?
That's blackface.
That's blackface. You know what they did in like Bonneville back in the 20s?
20s.
1910s and 1920s and like in theater back in the 1920s. They was
the minstrel shows. White people dressing up as black people, putting the lips all pink purposely.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah. I seen little movies and weird things like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But it's racist. Like, wow. Long story short.
Dang.
I think that's supposed to be like a chain or something.
I think that was a keychain. Was that Prada? What was that? Still
that's on the
side. Oh, it's Prada. No.
Yeah, it was Gucci Prada. And Prada, CJ. It was both of them.
You know, this is my first time seeing this part.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I seen it all because, like I said, people was texting and inboxing and just hitting me up. They wanted me to know for some strange reason, which I respect and I appreciate people, you know, respecting my opinion. But I can just only give my opinion. I'm not saying what I'm saying is right or wrong, but I'm just expressing how I feel about the situations. Man. And it's horrible, you know. But what's your feelings before I go into more details?
You know what? It don't surprise me, man. It's sad to say, but it really don't. It's 2019. People go do what they want to do. Especially, I went to Eastern Michigan University,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. You seen the video of the black Barbie doll? Not Barbie doll, like a black doll that was like hung up.
Yeah, I seen. Was that like a couple years ago? Or something?
No, it was recent.
This was recent. No,
it was like
I don't
a few days
this.
Ago. It was a few days ago.
All right, go ahead, tell me.
They said it was a prank. A quote-unquote prank. Like his, it was a black guy who was posting a video, and he said his white roommates had put this like black doll on a rope, like hung up on a shower rack in a bathroom. I'm gonna show you the video.
Right.
But you know what? If nobody haven't seen the Gucci shirt or the video, I will post it on the Instagram page and the Facebook page.
Right.
If y'all haven't seen it. I'm going to find the video. But you know what? It don't surprise me because the past 5-6 years, Eastern Michigan, we've seen like a lot of racial tension going on. I see like swastikas, like markings all around the campus. I seen people like get the N-word up out of here, you know.
Yeah, these cowards, man. But, you know,
yeah,
learn behavior, man. You know, to a degree, it's like, what can you do about it? But also, to a degree, don't just sit on your ass and don't do nothing. Definitely when you got the power to do something.
Yeah.
Don't go along with it and turn the blind cheek and the blind eye and all that when you got the power to do something. We utilize our power every day just with social media.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
You see what 50 Cent did. He burnt the... He did it today.
I mean, a lot of them was burned up. Like, I saw Crooked Eye burn his shoes a couple of days ago. 50 Cent burned his shirt yesterday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then you get your Floyd Mayweathers.
Oh, man. I was just about to say something about that.
Go ahead, man.
So, basically, Floyd Mayweather, he first off was saying, like, you know, he'll support Black Lives Matter. You know, he all for the black people, but he was saying, like, I'm going to continue living my life. I will still continue to wear Gucci and Prada like I did. I'm living my life. Y'all ain't got to tell me what to do. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader.
And that's when I had first got the issue. Like, rewind some with Floyd Mayweather. He was the same guy a couple years ago who was trying to tell us how racist boxing was and Bob Arum and all these boxing promoters because he's an independent black man who owns his own the money team promotions and things like that.
He would say something like, you know what I mean?
He went on like a 3-year run with this, how racist boxing was, how he was trying to get the people to rally behind him, and we need more black owned this and that and the third. But when it's not beneficial towards you, now all of a sudden you don't see the issue.
Right.
And then that's still cool, man. You got the right to do what you want to do, but to basically like talk down on your people who is protesting and stuff, talk about something, you're not a follower and you're not stupid and this, that, and the third. You didn't have to do that, my G. That was horrible.
That was an immature way. That was very, very immature.
Come on, man. You, what, 49, man, 42? Stop it,
42.
My G, stop it, man. I don't care how much money you got, bro. That was very, very horrible of you, man, and you didn't have to do that, dog. And I'm not here for it, man. Period.
Hell nah. But it's dang, I'm like, man. I mean, it's 2019, you know, it's go we see a lot of stuff like this going on, but we gotta let it we can't let this slide no more, man. We just gotta, especially with the Black Lives Matter situation going on, we just can't let it slide, man.
The thing that's shocking to me is, example, T.I. went on his Instagram and
they said it was a protest Gucci for 30 days.
He said 3 months, bro.
Oh, 3 months. I said 30 days.
But it might as well. But the thing that's like weird to me is he said he a lifelong customer of Gucci. He spent over, I think, was it seven figures a year. Don't quote me. I think it was either between
that's
six.
A lot of money.
Listen to what I'm saying.
That is ridiculous. I know it's T.I.
Six or seven figures. That's but you got your own clothing line, Akio. What is it called?
I don't even know.
Akko or something like that. And I never see you promoting that money you put in into Gucci. You could have put that back into your brand.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? You don't even rock your brand 9 times out of 10, but you rocking more Gucci than your own brand.
Right.
This is crazy, man. I don't know, man. Like I said, man. Hey, people,
like Floyd said,
you got the right to do what you want to do, man.
There's a lot of followers over here, so, you know. I mean, it is what it. I want to say it is what it is, but you know.
I mean, it is what it
that
is.
That was very ignorant what he said.
Exactly.
Very ignorant. He didn't have to say that.
Exactly.
I see why 50 Cent be clowning him all the time.
And the sad part about it is 50 Cent ain't even really going in hard on him. He basically shaking his head like we is, you know, because it's like, what can you do at this point when you're being a hypocrite?
Right.
So.
But shoot. Nah. I don't know.
Seem like every day, every week, is something new racial going on. This is crazy, man.
Yeah. But you know what? But we got to look what country we live in. This is the United States of America. And people have no filter to say what they want to say. And they just like do whatever they want to do. I'm like, shoot, I just want
to. And two, it's not beneficial to them. People got a tendency, and I've been saying this the last couple of days, to either defend or take up for things that they like in particular, regardless if it make them sound like a hypocrite or not.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know, man.
How you feel about this, man?
Man, Floyd, he was already, I mean, at one point he was getting my respect. You know, I ain't gonna lie, after winning all these fights and stuff like that, even though to me personally, I hate to talk about his boxing because it's off the subject a little bit, but he's not even a real good fighter to me. He ducks and dodges all the time. I was telling my brother that recently. Like, you know,
he's
not
he played
a good
defense.
Yeah, he played defense. Yeah. But at the same time, I start to give his respect towards what he did, regardless. And then after he went out there and did that, I'm like, oh my God, no. What was that for? He ain't had to prove a point. But what point is he? Why was he?
I don't know. The point he trying to prove is I got money.
But we know that.
Yeah.
That's the funny
thing. Look, I don't like when people flaunt their money like that. Man.
Exactly.
But all on social media. Just like, what's that rapper? Young Black?
Who, Black Youngster.
Black Youngster, yeah.
He was kind of entertaining last year. I don't know where he at this year, but it was entertainment to a degree. But I agree, man. You know, it's like.
Yeah, that's not my type, man. I hate when people throw their money like that, bro. That's,
I mean, like
hey,
all right.
Dude got some lit songs, though. I won't give you
live
that.
Live your life, but understand when it's time to be serious.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And it's like. Get out of character sometime. Like, all right, I know that's your persona. You know what I mean? This is your character, so say.
Yeah.
But it's a time to be who you are. Like, you Floyd Money Mayweather, but sometimes I just need Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I might not need Black Youngster. I might need his government name.
Makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, we didn't need Jay-Z. We needed Sean Carter.
Yeah.
Look what Sean Carter been doing for the community within the last 3 or 4 years.
All right, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? I didn't need Jay-Z to do it. I need Sean Carter right now.
Right.
You know, but.
Makes sense.
Man,
we got
that's
the
Nasir
Jones.
So.
We got the, Curtis Jackson's. I don't know about 50. I don't know if 50 Cent. He did give back to the community, right?
I mean, they give back. Don't get me wrong. I can't count everybody's
pocket.
They low-key.
Yeah, they low-key.
You know what I mean?
They low-key.
But, sometimes just simply. Not saying anything is giving back.
Right.
Like, Floyd could have just simply said no comment.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm choosing to do this, man, more power to them brothers and sisters who is.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, I'm living my life. When you get to saying I'm not a follower and I'm free and I'm not stupid and you're throwing shots at people for no reason. Like, you're making it seem like as if they're they follow, and then you saying you're not a follower, but you're going into Gucci. So was you the first black athlete wearing Gucci? Right. Was you the first black celebrity, period? Or not even black. Was you the first black, I mean, I'm saying black again, not even black, but was you the first celebrity, period, wearing Gucci?
Nah.
So how? What do you mean, man, you're not a follower?
Gucci for years.
Why is you going into Gucci if you're not a follower?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that Fruit of the Looms or something? I'm lost.
Make it make sense. Yeah.
Make it make sense, man. But, you know, people go live their lives, man.
Yeah, man. But you know what? Have any one of you guys watched the Grammys?
Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't watch
it. No, I'm going to be real with you. I skimmed through it, and I was getting a live feed. And I basically saw who was winning. I saw some of it. I saw a little of the performances, and I saw majority of the people who won.
Yeah. I haven't really seen who, like, actually won, like, every category because Cardi B was overshadowing everything.
Oh, man, what?
I heard that.
So I'm like, did her win, right? Her went won a...
Well, her deserved it. She won, I think, Best R&B Album.
Okay, that was a nice album.
It was nice. She deserved it, you know?
Yeah.
Daniel Caesar featuring her, one of my favorite songs.
Best part.
Mm-hmm. They won a Grammy for Best R&B song.
Hey, you saw...
What was the Best R&B
Childish Gambino? Did he win Song of the Year or something like that?
I had an issue with that. And I'm going to tell you why. Video of the year, I can agree. Song of the year, nobody wasn't really playing that like that. It was more of a movement and a statement than actual song.
I don't know. Everybody was playing that, bro.
No, not all. Like, think about it. All year? I heard Living My Best Life. I heard that way more than that all last year.
Ain't getting no type of Grammy nomination.
I mean, so, is we going off what people really listening to, or is we going off what's currently popular at the time?
Right.
And that's Injustice.
Hey, that song deserved a Grammy.
You know?
Shout out to Lil Duval. That was. You heard his new song?
Nah, he got something new out.
It's with Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, okay. No, I'm going to have to go listen
Man. That's another chill song, bro.
I seen a lot of people was mad because Cardi B won.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And once again, everybody inboxing me, texting me, even emailing me for my opinion. I was forced to give my slight opinion
go
on
ahead,
Facebook
brother.
Earlier. But just to sum it down, me personally, I feel like Best Rap Album should have went to Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle. Simply because it was the best sonically album.
Yeah.
You know, but Cardi B, man, I can't knock her. I can't hate on her, first and foremost.
Yeah.
You know, she worked her butt off for that, and I can respect that. You know what I mean? Like, she been, what, the best rags-to-riches story within the entertainment the last 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She won a Grammy. Hey, it is what it is. I understand, you know.
Right.
And also, I'm not a woman. You know, no matter how negative or positive I might personally feel about her and what she's doing, she's influencing a lot of these ladies out here.
Yeah.
You know, she's very, very popular. All her songs on her album went platinum or gold.
Yeah.
So I can see it from that aspect. In reality, I feel like Nipsey, he deserved it.
Yeah.
You know,
that victory, that was nice. But you got to think about it, too. Cardi B's song, Cardi B album is like, she's Spanish, too.
Yeah, it was
so
bigger.
Latino, so
you know?
It's bigger. So it's going like Central
more,
America. It go Puerto Rico.
You know?
You got to think about it too. United
then she's
States,
still a
Canada.
Woman.
Yeah.
So by default, that's going to reach a bigger audience because a lot of people probably didn't even hear Nipsey's album.
Yeah.
And I'm just talking about people in general, men or women.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, shout out to Cardi
man,
B,
that,
man.
That album was a bona fide classic. I wouldn't call Cardi B album a classic, dog, but I'd say like another year or so.
I mean, hey, she for the women. My only issue was, like I said earlier on my post, I don't know if this a troll or is this really genuine love. I don't know if this a, we go find somebody and just give them all these accolades purposely so we can secretly laugh at them. Mm-hmm. We not laughing with you. We not happy with you.
Right.
We laughing at you. I don't know what it is at this point now by her winning this Grammy. Because it's like she should have won it last year for Bodak Yellow. That song was huge.
Yeah.
But the album, like, over Nipsey? Maybe she should have won Album of the Year. I don't know. You know what I mean? But rap album over Nip? Or even Pusha T?
Oh, man.
And then on top of that,
even though he got seven songs on it, it was a classic.
I mean, look, a lot of people don't like Pusha because of the issues with Drake.
Yeah.
But you got to put your personal bias to the side. He came with it.
Yeah.
Drake album was kind of decent, the rap side.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole, in my opinion, Book of Ryan by Royce da 5'9" was the best Substance album of all last year.
Yeah.
That didn't even get a nomination, but...
They got Astroworld.
Oh, man. I'm so tired of Travis Scott, man. Now, don't get me wrong.
That was a nice album. The album was nice. It wasn't great.
It was very, very, like, the production on it and the mixing and the mastering was, you can tell they put a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
Because you can hear it. It's amazing sounding, sonically. Yeah. Everything else, I think it's time for him to just chill in the background. I couldn't tell you who won any other categories, really, because, like I said, my phone keep blowing up. And it was basically blowing up about the Floyd situation and the Grammys. So, yeah.
So we had to talk about that, man. But
who won Album of the Year?
I'm going to check again. But I think, I wouldn't say Cardi B deserved it, but I was happy for her. I mean, was very happy for her, man.
What I'm going to do as a man? Get mad? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Song of the Year was All the Stars. Was that last year? All the Stars. Song of the Year. All the Stars.
The album of the Year.
Album of the Year. Shoot. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Shout out to J-Rock, man. Best rap performance. He should have won Best Rap Song, but that's another situation.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm about to check this out right now. But.
And I think.
I ain't watched the Billboard. I think the Grammys did really. Way better than they did previously. They got it right this time.
Well, they got it better. They within the last 2 or 3 years, they've been trying, and I got to take my hat off to them. Think about this. Eminem came out with 2 albums within a 6-month time period. If this was 10 years ago, he would have swept the Grammys.
Right.
Regardless if the product was good or bad. Uh-huh. We seen it happen 4 or 5 different times. Like, M win? How?
Right.
I'm still wondering how the Cracker Baller won Best Rap Song that 1 year.
Yeah.
I'm still wondering. But, you know, it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Quincy Jones. I heard he won another one for his documentary. And now he currently is the, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he
Who
won
again?
The Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones, okay.
He came out with a documentary
Legendary.
Last year, Quincy. And I think, I might, don't
Album.
Quote me, but I think he has the most Grammys in history now.
Okay.
So, shout out to Quincy.
Album of the Year was Golden Hour by KC Musgraves.
Now I got to go and listen to this album.
Yeah. This is
what it is.
I'm about to see what genre this is. I think she country.
Country. Yeah, I got to go listen to it just to see.
Second was Beer Pongs and Bentleys by Post Malone. That was a good album. That was a nice album, bro.
Okay.
Her by Her.
Uh-huh.
What was in 4th place? Dirty Computer by Janae Monáe.
Okay, I liked that. I like that. Janae
5th was Black Panther.
The soundtrack, okay.
Yeah, soundtrack. Song, of course, was This Is America.
Yeah, I just kind of disagree with that.
And they won music video, too.
Yeah, it should have won music video, not song, man.
He won the record of the year.
Yeah, I mean.
He swept that. Damn.
Yeah, I mean.
Damn.
I'm hearing a lot of people was complaining about the Jennifer Lopez Motown tribute.
Hey, do you agree with this rap song of the year? You heard what was rap song of the year?
What was it?
God's Plan.
No, I don't agree with that either.
You don't agree with?
No. I agree. You know what song you
she
heard more?
I see looking at me like.
Speak your mind. Go ahead. Speak. Let
us
know.
Come on.
Let us know.
Miss Engineer, I want to hear this.
I didn't even watch it, to be honest.
I didn't either. That's all
man,
I asked.
Man, look, no disrespect to Drake. He's an amazing artist. But I feel like Look Alive was more of Song of the Year than God's Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he Drake on it. You see what I'm saying? But I don't even know if that song was nominated.
Hey.
So it is what it is.
Maybe
Adriana Grande. Shout out to her.
Yeah, that's who.
Yeah.
I can't do the Ariana Grande. I can't, dog. They keep trying to make her happy.
Hey, that album kind of nice, though.
No,
Swinger.
Bro.
No, bro.
I can't do it, fam. You tripping, fam.
Are you a 12-year-old girl inside?
Bruh. She looked 12.
More like 10. But
no, man.
No, are you a 12-year-old girl inside? No.
Oh.
Because that's the demographic.
Yeah, that is the demographic, bro.
I know.
I was
yeah,
some weird stuff, fam.
I was randomly listening. I'm like,
nice. Man court, bro. 9 a.m., fam. For real, man. No, bro.
Hey, all right. I should have kept to myself. But
nah, man. I mean, hey.
I'm like, dang, y'all trying to kill me today, huh?
You just made it too easy.
Man, but a lot of people didn't like the Jennifer Lopez tribute to Motown. Me, I'm kind of confused still about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what can you do?
I haven't even watched clips of it either.
I heard it sucked. I heard it was really bad. And I'm not just saying that because she's, you know, clearly Latin.
J-Lo, oh my God.
But
J-Lo.
I heard it was bad. I mean, no disrespect to J-Lo, but I got to keep it real. She can't really sing. She kind of never
These
did.
These past tribute songs be kind of ass.
So... I don't know, man. They could have got Beyonce or something, man. Hell, Rihanna or something. I don't know.
Goddamn Pistons. But oh
man, did they lose?
They losing.
Oh my God, I hate them.
Tell them to call you back later.
Yeah.
Pistons. So okay, all right. Let's talk about the NBA, bro. Let's talk about the NBA. How about your Lakers, bro? How about your Lakers?
My Lakers. Everything I said that was gonna happen. Been happening.
Yeah, yeah.
When you had your guest in here the last go round, the extreme Laker fan, and I tried to tell him what was about to happen. Yeah. It went in one ear out the other. Yeah. Now currently it's happening.
Yeah.
There's nothing really to say. Magic dropped the ball. I'm not blaming LeBron James. I'm blaming Magic Johnson on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because first and foremost, the morale of the Lakers. You seeing them, they playing because they professionals.
They was arguing with the coach.
But they heart not in it no more.
No.
Like, you know the difference between when the heart is in and
you
when
you tell
just
how LeBron,
playing.
You can tell how LeBron how play too. Yeah.
Well, not just LeBron, players, period, if you play close attention.
Yeah.
Like, when we was looking at Kobe them years, when he had Smush Parker and stuff like that, his heart wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you seen him scoring 50, 60 and stuff like that, but it wasn't with passion. Then when he got... Start winning them titles, and he was score 50. You'll see the excitement in his face, and because he knew he was playing for something.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Magic Johnson dropped the ball, bro.
I think he wanted Anthony Davis too so bad. It did.
Like I tried to tell everybody, they didn't have equal trade value. We talk about Anthony Davis is potentially a top five player.
Yeah,
the only person on that team they can
they trade
for
trade
equal
the whole
value,
team.
But even the whole team don't equal to the value. The only person on the team that equals to the value is LeBron.
Mm.
But you're trying to get AD to help LeBron,
right?
It's
not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
Mm-mm. I think Anthony Davis, he's good with his own team, even though that's gonna fall off because he requesting a trade. And
Anthony Davis, in my opinion, go ahead. I don't want to overtalk.
No, go ahead. I ain't really was about to say nothing.
Bro, in my opinion, Anthony Davis probably like really put a damper light on his career moving forward. Like LeBron James, after this contract, 9 times out of 10, he's going to retire.
Yeah.
So he got about maybe 3 years left. He's in year 16 now. Mm. He had a complete Hall of Fame career. Anthony Davis, on the other hand, only like what, 27 years old, maybe 26?
Mm-hmm.
He probably has another 10 years left.
Well, Anthony Davis, I think Anthony Davis is...
Is he even younger?
He's younger. I think he's 25. He's born
That's
93.
Even, so he's not even really in his prime yet. Man. Usually players go into their prime at 27, 28.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So by you doing that like how you just did, ain't no team going to really want to take the chance to give you a max deal outside of the Lakers now.
Right.
Because we don't know if things not going your way within a year or two, what you going to try to pull?
Yeah.
It's not like you won anything. You've been to the second round once and got swept.
Right.
You don't have no MVPs under your belt. What you got? What? A couple block titles and a couple NBA first teams and some all-star games?
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing. You ain't led a team in the playoffs yet. You have a losing record overall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying you didn't have no help. That's not what I'm saying. But LeBron for years didn't have no help or Kobe, and they still was at least making it to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
They lead their team by example.
By example, at least. You know, mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. Other superstars had issues and wanted to get traded at times too. But what Anthony Davis just did,
mm-hmm.
and by not falling through, your career, you looking funny now.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And put it like
I'm
this.
To see.
Okay. So,
what's his name? Who on the Nets now?
D-Lo. Russell.
Yeah, Russell.
Yeah.
He made a statement earlier basically saying that he's happy now overall that the Lakers traded him, because if they didn't, he'd be in the same situation that everybody else here now. They would have still tried to trade him, and it would have never went through. Man. And then he'd be over there not playing with passion and having an attitude and not wanting to be like everybody else. So it worked out best for him.
Yeah. You see, he bought it out for Brooklyn. Shout out to the Nets, man. They doing.
Oh, man, what?
Man, they doing their thing, bro. Man.
See what I'm saying? Anthony Davis, you trying to go to LeBron? Should have been trying to go to the Knicks.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man, but.
They were talking about some teams, some league teams, some league players might go to the Nets, might go to the Knicks. Man, that I don't know, man. The Knicks need to do something, though.
Man, look.
They were talking about they trying to get KD, they trying to get Kyrie.
The Knicks has been literally, and people going to think I'm crazy, one of the worst franchises in the whole NBA since, like, at least 94.
Damn. The only people they're going to be mad at you is the people in New York City.
But they can't get mad at facts. They went to the finals in 94, if I'm not mistaken. Then they went finals. Again. Yeah, they took on Houston.
No, they went
Houston.
To the finals. No, no, no. They went to the finals in 99. They lost to the Spurs.
Oh, no, no. But remember in 94, that was Houston's first title. They took on Houston versus the Knicks.
Yeah.
They lost. I understand that. They never did try to build around that nucleus. They went back in 99, and a lot of people were saying that if Patrick Ewing wasn't hurt, they would have won.
Shoot, if it wasn't lockout season, they probably wouldn't go to the finals anyway.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? But Ewing got hurt, and I think wasn't Grandmama on that team too?
Yeah, Larry Johnson would hit that jump shot.
Exactly.
Against the Pacers.
You know, so
man. If he didn't hit that four point play, Indiana would have got that.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know, man, but let's look at the years. They didn't win out. You know what the Knicks usually do? They go out and give one guy an extreme contract. Try to sign former all-stars that's already injury-prone, and then get mad when that one guy can't do anything by himself. Mm-hmm. You have 2 years to win in New York.
Zingas. Who else they had?
Melo. Amari.
Oh, man.
Y'all remember that 1 year they had Jalen Rose, them? And it was Jalen Rose.
What year was that?
I want to say Eddie Steve Curry. Francis. Marbury. Oh, they had Eddie Curry. They had all kind of people in New York before. Like, huh? They just can't get it right, man.
They can't, man. But shout out to the Pistons. They trying, though. They trying.
Oh, my God.
They trying, man. I'm trying to be as optimistic as I can, man.
Okay. I'm trying to be. That.
I'm trying to be, bro. I'm a Pistons fan, but, you know, I hope they get it together. Hope they get it together.
Man, look, fam. I don't even got nothing else to say, man. It's time to get rid of Drummond. Look, man, sometimes players just don't work out in certain systems. If you really an Andre Drummond fan, you will actually want him to leave.
Yeah.
The Drummond experiment hasn't worked. We've been to the playoffs one time, and what? We done had him how many years now? Seven?
Seven, 8 years. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Within and we only that made time the playoffs period, 1 year.
1 year, and we got swept that year.
Yeah.
So, and then during that time, we were still going off potential of what he could be. He could be the next Shaq. He can be, we don't know, the potential is unlimited with him. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But instead of you working on your post game or putting more effort into your defense, you shooting threes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, that's, man. Casey. Hey, Casey trying to get him the green light to shoot the three, so.
Yeah, he would start shooting with Stan Van, though.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, but we gonna talk about it later. But I got this one question for y'all. Y'all might think I'm weird, whatever.
I've been thinking you was weird for over 10 years, bro. But it's a type of weird I can respect.
Okay.
Okay.
But do y'all eat the bananas with the peel or without the peel?
I'm gonna let you answer.
I want
to. I'm gonna let him answer.
Yeah,
and,
I'm gonna
no, it was last. On Twitter. It was on Twitter.
Oh,
I ain't eating that shit with the peel. What the fuck? It was on Twitter. That's eyes ass, y'all.
I thought at first. What I do is with the banana. I don't do that. I don't eat it with the peel. But I take the somebody. I take the top part off and I put that to the side. Eat that, and then I just peel it off as I go and eat it and throw it away. But.
You know. Okay, I'll do that too.
Yeah.
I wonder who do that.
I'm still looking at you.
Gorillas. That's what
gorillas,
that.
Bro.
Like wild animals eat like that.
Bro, somebody actually posted a picture on Twitter. And they actually bit
man,
the banana.
If you don't stop going to Twitter for our topics of the day, bro.
There's no way that tastes good.
Hey, prior to that dude, it probably tastes good.
Oh, man, look, damn. Man.
Y'all was quiet for like 40 seconds.
Because, like, you came in and just threw the whole energy off, bro. Like,
it's a topic.
Fam, man.
It's a topic. I'll just ask y'all.
Some people is weird. Don't get me wrong. It is a lot of eyeballs out here, man. No disrespect to the eyeballs. We got some eyeballs that listen to the show. Mm-hmm. Salute to y'all, man. But a lot of y'all know y'all eye, fam. No.
I'm going to ask your brother this question. We had this topic. We had this question.
Here you go again, man. All right, go ahead.
Episode ago. Do you eat your cereal? Do you pour your milk in the cereal first or you pour the cereal in first before you?
For some reason, I pour the cereal in first. For some reason, after that, I pour the milk because I think I'll get more milk than equal milk to cereal. But sometimes I do this, but sometimes I pour more milk and there'll be enough milk. I'm like, damn, what is this? So I got to pour a little bit more milk to equal out my milk because it'll be dry cereal. I'll be eating it with a spoon. I'm like, damn, shit.
But long story short, though, Ray, you pour the cereal first.
That's what I do. But the milk don't be enough.
That's the principle.
But the milk don't be enough sometimes. I have to pour more because I be eating dry cereal. I'm like,
your
what
man
is this?
CJ was trying to discuss how maybe we can pour the milk first.
Does that work for you?
I did not say that. I called him a strange old weirdo.
Something. You something, fam. You know what you is, bro. I can't
you
remember.
Weird,
I called you something. But, you know, I mean, it is what
it
is.
If it can work for you, if it can work for you, do it. You know, because sometimes you ain't the only one that said that.
Quick question, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Do pineapples go on pizza?
My opinion? Heck yeah. That makes the pizza. Some flavors, look, think about it. Bacon and ham. They say ham don't go on pizza. I hear a lot of people say ham don't go on pizza. Sausage don't go on pizza. I'm like, what the hell is y'all talking about? You might as well say cheese don't go on pizza then. I'm a pizza fan, so I love pizza too.
You but greedy. not pineapple, bro.
Nah, man.
Where do you think they go then? I want to ask you then. Where do you think they go?
Not on pizza, bro.
Not on pizza.
They've been doing that for years. I don't know why. Hell, pizza stores.
You probably put bananas on pizza too then.
I ain't gonna, just the peels, right?
I mean, look at you down the peels, fam. I look at the peels, man. I put them on my pizza, B. No, bro.
That's another question I want to ask you, man.
All right, go ahead, man. I mean, seriously, you coming left field, bro.
It's an interesting question.
Hey,
so
y'all
like
seen this video of this, I think he's a commentator from the Fox News. He said that he don't wash his hands.
I read something crazy like that. He ain't washed his hands like 5 years.
5 years.
Me too, I heard that. Yeah.
Oh man, dog.
Yes.
Hell no.
He's like, I don't wash my... I mean, if you basically take a shower, you basically wash your hands.
Yeah. But still,
how often do you take a shower?
You see what I'm saying? See, this starts...
So, you take it. You piss, right? You use the bathroom, right? You don't, like, wash your hands after you...
You just go
raw up in it.
Man, come on. He going raw and everything. Literally.
That's crazy.
And not he flushed the toilet. He flushed the toilet without the tissue.
Come on, man. Ugh.
He don't grab the door without the tissue. That's
you blowing your nose. You know how you blow your nose sometimes and be extra snotty and it's not sometimes. You know what I mean? You got to do it a little this. Then you go wash your hands. So he just keep the snot on his fingers?
Lord knows.
Oh, man, I don't know how we get into these weird, I don't know how.
It's random, though. It's Ask the Randomness, bro. The Ask the Randomness, part two.
I heard of that. Yeah, it was true because I seen it off the internet, too. I'm like, what the hell? You don't wash your hands, man? What the hell?
If I was the other two, because he was with the other two people, too. I'm like, man, if I was one of them, I'm like, fuck that. I'm going out of this bitch. Don't ever touch me again. I'm not eating food with you no more.
They shouldn't be aware, no. You gotta go to work, and he broke up at the station. Man, ain't no way in the world.
Right, well, they're aware now. Let's see if they go fire him.
Right, they need to.
Like, you a health hazard right now, bro. Oh, no. You biohazard.
Yeah, that's Fox News. They ain't about to fire him.
Oh man, dang. Like, you keeping everybody at risk now. Hospital, I don't know what I'm about. I don't know if I'm about to catch SARS or you know what I mean. I don't know what's going on,
Ebola.
Bro. Ebola, mm-hmm. Man, come on. Chicken pops again somehow.
Lucky don't work right,
like, man. No, bro. You trifling, bro. Whoever you is, man. Rob is telling you, nah, bro, you horrible, man, you nasty. You trifling, man, like you sick, bro, you a sick individual, bro. For real, man. You need to move. Move away from the United States. Go to Alaska or Germany or something, man, bro. Like, you gotta leave, bro. Like, seriously, man, you disgusting. You disgust me. When I find out where you live, bro, I'm throwing bleach all over your porch, man.
Porch.
For real, man.
Shoulder porch.
Straight up, man.
Porch.
That dude is horrible, bro.
Yeah,
all
man.
Over the door handles.
Yes,
door
man.
Handles.
Bleach.
Please.
Bleach.
Yes. Pour it on his cards.
I'm quite sure after all the backlash he get, he like, watch. I'm like, shit, I wash my hands.
Oh, man.
Nah,
oh, man. Come
nah, he probably
on,
still
bro.
Do that shit.
At least use some hand sanitizer, something.
Oh, right. Man.
Hey, at least he was being honest with us, though. I mean,
I respect the honesty. But nah, it's consequences to you being so honest.
Yeah.
He the type
of
trifling,
dude.
Trifling, my G.
He the type of dude to dig at his butt and like smell it after first.
You just gotta go left.
For real, that's why
right.
he do it.
I mean, hell,
man, he probably be biting his toenails off, and man, don't. Let me shut up.
Hey,
dog.
I do that, but no, I'm joking.
Oh,
I ain't did that in like 5 years, but
man, I gotta three. Before we leave because we running out of time. Man, let me shout out to on Instagram, my man's Brian. Hook me up
shout
with the
out
shirt,
Brian.
You know
I
what I mean?
That
the sweatshop, man. Follow him or Trey Designer on Instagram, man. Local designers in the city, man.
Yes, sir. Shout
you know,
out.
Currently, they're doing the Black History shirts. Next Monday, they'll be doing the presidential shirts, and they got all kind of attires. Just hit them up, you know.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Jimmy or Gimmy, whatever y'all want to call him. I don't know why he. Shout out to his granddaddy. He got it
yeah,
from his granddaddy.
Yeah, he said he got it from his. I don't want to disrespect him.
I get
that's
it.
My man's,
that's his OG. I get it.
You know,
but come on, bro. G. Oh, shout out to Gimme. Shout out to Gimme. That's my
hey,
boy.
Hey, Brandon, man, dog, it wasn't me. You heard who it was. Shit.
Shout out to him. Shout out to everybody that listened to the show. Really, that's. Supported us since day one. We got a lot of stuff coming up soon. We trying to get some skits going on. We trying to get some shows popping, man. I've been slacking really. I've been working a lot. My job is killing me, dog. I'm already. I don't want
to. So try to take it easy when you can, and that's just gonna be my advice to you.
I
want to
quit, but shout out to everybody that's been supporting us since day one. Shout out to our engineer. Kate, I love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
She put up with our bullshit a lot. She really do.
Yeah. It's not really me.
Is there anything we should do for you? Oh, it's not you. Oh.
Get watches.
Huh?
Get watches.
Oh, yeah. It was my fault today.
Yeah,
it's always so. Because
it takes.
I know. I understand.
Look, it takes 30 minutes from my house to get here. And I miss pursue the time. So I'm like, shit, I'm gonna get there on time.
So
I'm like,
busy putting up
my gas is on E.
On
my gas is on E. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta put gas in this motherfucker or I will be on the middle of 75.
Oh, you man. Got a shout out, Rayvon, before
yes,
we leave?
Yes, get a shout out.
Oh yeah, well I wanna thank everybody for letting me do the podcast tonight. Y'all didn't have
yes,
to let
sir.
Me do it. Y'all
oh yeah, man,
y'all.
Whenever you want, you know,
whenever
you're
ready,
free,
whenever you're ready, you know, I'll come up here. My family start coming up here a little more because this was entertaining to me, man. Okay,
this guy's just a clown.
I didn't know this was in me to do this, man. Usually I'm a shy person, but I wasn't when I got on this mic.
Yeah. Yes, I tried
sir.
To be a little yes. PG.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. My nephew, shout out to Marshawn. He did. He said he wanted to come, but he didn't. Scary ass. but anyway, it's time for us to get up out of here. This is CJ.
It's your man's Rob.
It's your boy Ray.
And this is 3 Raw.